This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I know everyone, you know, wants to talk about the show.
Of course,
it must be so boring for you. And like, it's boring. I don't want to talk about it either.
I don't want to talk about it at all. I won't talk about it. Hayes, try to talk to me about the show.
Hey, so there's this amazing show.
Get away from me.
Okay.
Get away from me.
I really tried to sell it. Oh, my arm just popped out. Oh, James.
Oh, no, that's real, huh? James. Are you okay?
Oh,
what, do you, can we do anything?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's back in.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Don't cut. Just leave it all in there.
This is part of Hayes' journey. Yeah.
I might throw up.
Sometimes he throws
up. It's been a long time since it comes out. And if it comes out again, here's what we all need to do, okay? Usher me over to this table. Mm. And this is going to be you, James.
Okay.
Okay. Usher me over.
That language, I think we could get even clearer. Like, is James grabbing your hips and putting your butt on the table? Like, how are you being ushered to the table?
That doesn't feel like ushering to me.
Well, his arm is out. So, like, ushering to me actually is probably taking someone by the arm and guiding them. And I know that's not what you want.
And you'd have to talk in an old lady voice, and I'd have to have a little flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
For you to feel comfortable.
Ushering, yes.
Actually,
if I'm
going to
usher
me?
You.
Yeah.
I want you to. I'm not going to be in the moment where I can direct the scene.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Be careful. Be careful telling
him. That's what I do. But normally, I'm the host.
Hey, be careful telling him to usher you anywhere because he has a bag of impressions that is very deep. So you like say like, hey, can you usher me over here?
And he'll
go, hey, you make me want to be the one. And he'll start doing these dance moves. Yeah. He'll spin this chair around. And
you do usher?
He'll sit on the chair. Yeah.
Everyone always wants me to do Usher.
They've been asking you to do Usher on the show, yeah.
And it's been.
I don't want to talk about the show.
No, I can't talk about the show. Here's what I'll talk about. I will say that we should probably come up with a different name for the prestigious producer of the show.
Okay.
To avoid a legal
porn.
Okay. So this is sort of an open industry secret.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they had been looking for someone to play Usher. Since about 1998, 1999.
Yeah.
An obsession of porn by Coles.
I had heard through the grapevine, you know, way before I ever got to the show, I knew that they were looking for an usher. And so I started chipping away at it, you know. And not to sound pretentious, but it really is like I am Rodin and I've got a big marble block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've got a chisel and I got a...
That doesn't sound pretentious to me.
You don't think that sounds pretentious?
No.
Because that's the only thing that fits to
you. You have to honor the process. And it's like, I'm trying to think of what else you could even use to describe it that would give someone an idea.
And while it's the big marble block, it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
And, right.
And for 1 minute, you know, I'm...
Could be
as
Dennis
I start
Farina.
It could be a Farina.
Could be Dennis Farina.
It could be Leslie Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just have to keep chipping away at that. I'll take a piece from Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a piece from Enrico Colantoni.
Mm-hmm. A dash of Kathy Bates.
And a dash of who?
Kathy Bates.
I have strict sort of
No, it was an example. No woman voices rule. Yeah.
Because I want to leave that open to women
more
performers.
Of a Mr. Bates.
Women performer. Yeah.
I guess you consider yourself more of a Mr. Bates. Also, I noticed you asked for a suggestion for the guy's name, and we both gave you one.
Wait, of whose name?
The you couldn't say his real name.
I can't
you
say
You asked
his
for
real
a suggestion.
Name.
We suggested porn bike holes.
Yeah.
I've noticed you haven't used it at all.
Yeah, it's like you needed the name, but then
what did you need it for?
Making use of the name we provided, which I have to say is pretty strong.
Okay, I didn't say the name, and I haven't said title of show, and I've been, under the deal worked out between Fran and Duncan and the AMPTP, I've been given sort of a list of ways that I can speak about some of these things.
Okay.
And so I'm allowed to say the creator, and I'm allowed to say title of broadcast show. I'm not allowed to say the real
who
words.
Who giveth and taketh away.
So creator even if we call, were to talk about porn bike holes and all that.
Well, and I'm happy to hear you use the name at long last.
Like, even if I were to do that
for
you.
I had to summon a lot of what remains of my strength to come up with that.
This guy, we still don't know how to usher this guy. And, if this guy,
like, we haven't even established if it happens again. Like, once again, right now I'm the host, right?
Yeah.
But you are going to have to take over a lot of the hosting role.
Yeah.
If my shoulder pops out of its socket again.
And
you're going to have to usher
it.
Me over to the table.
I can't be that.
Put me face down on the table.
Okay.
And you asked, where should I sit? And Kevin put you here. And normally you're supposed to have him agree. It's like on an airplane that he is at some point maybe going to have to step in if I get hurt.
Yeah, in case of an emergency, his arm pops out. We need to know that you're capable of ushering him over to this table.
Face down on the table.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then sing a little bit of Confessions Part 2.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're going to need.
I see. This is what I do in my stand-up is I delay the big voices to the very end, about the last 3-4 seconds of the show.
Okay.
And so I'm
excited.
Really like to leave them wanting. So I think we might get around to that usher.
Yeah, that actually
little
is.
Bit,
that's got me
excited.
That's going to keep me plugged into the show because I do drift off.
Yeah.
I do have a tendency to kind of drift away and let the show kind of wash over me.
So we don't have to talk about the show. I mean, I just have one question that I think a lot of people probably ask you a lot.
About broadcast comedy program.
Yeah, not about the program. So, like, you do live television.
Yeah, yeah, I can say that, yeah.
Do you have, you're doing the show.
Yeah.
Do you ever...
He's not doing it.
But when you have done it.
When you have done it in the past.
If you even, like, if you, like, remember.
If you remember being
a
part of that.
Are you ever just like feeling horny while you're doing it? Like,
same question. It's a different phrasing a little bit. Are you hard as a fucking
Well, so this is actually,
there?
I actually wanted to say, it's not like you necessarily like have a boner or whatever.
Just when you're horny.
While you're doing the show.
Uh-huh.
Are you ever just doing it and like, because it's live.
It's live.
So could people be watching you and just like know at home? Not like he has a boner or something,
but it's
possible.
Let's not take it off the table, though. He doesn't have to. They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be.
They don't. No, it's not mutually. It's not. I said not necessarily like he has a boner or something. But people are like watching at home. Could it be possible that they're watching you and being like, he's horny sometimes during the show? They could like tell their friends. Like, I actually learned an interesting piece of trivia that he's sometimes feeling horny when he's doing the show. Or is there a mechanism where you're like, hey, can we do mine later or something? Like, when in just
you reshuffle the sketches around where it's just like, I think I'll be a little less horny probably in the whatever B block or, you know, I don't know how you separate those.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of, I would say
it's a good question. Let's say that
question.
First.
It's a
Let's
good question.
Let's get that out of the way because I don't want to blow past.
No. I'm just trying
kind
to...
of our contribution. Obviously, the answer, I hope, is as good.
Well, here's the thing, is that I always get asked the same questions about the show.
Yeah.
And this is... It's not the first time that I've gotten this question.
No. No one
And you've
is
done the show before.
Is, but,
honestly, I forgot to ask.
The first time around when I came on the show,
you came on the show. I
that.
Forgot.
Yeah, I think
well,
I
drifted
we were,
off during that episode. I mean, that was a classic one where I was just kind of somewhere else, man.
Yeah. I don't remember either of you two being there.
Yeah. I was definitely there, and I know because a lot of people were pissed at me afterwards for not
asking me the horny question.
Yeah, because I forgot.
Horniness.
I would say that because the show is, I mean, first of all, writers first. Mm-hmm. And writing
we
first.
We are nothing without our writers. Nothing without those writers. And I say that as someone who has nothing to do with the entertainment industry.
Yeah, mm. We're nothing without those writers. And the show is very writer focused. And if it is in the cards, you know, we have to
find a way to transmit that, right? Through the camera.
That and through the power of performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a way to bring those cards
alive. Wow, what he did with his body.
Alive.
I know not everyone watches the video. What he did with his body when he said performance. There was a change in posture and there was this sort of opening up. And you were talking about trying to transmit what's on the card. James, this was just a moment ago. And you were able to sort of reveal yourself. There was a more vulnerable stance that you took and you kind of palms out, you know, arms splayed,
crystallized,
and just presented to me. And I felt, wow, this guy's trying to send me some energy. And it was really beautiful. And it was just on the word performance. And I say, I don't know if it's training. I don't know if it's the, you know, the horniness that's all bottled up from not being able to take the stage and it's coming out here, but it was
really powerful.
But it was really powerful here in the room.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And to get that kind of acknowledgement it's really hard to come by, I would say, in the New York style of sketch comedy.
People
can be very withholding, I think, in New York sketch comedy circles. Mm. And
it's all in here. It's all tucked in.
It's tucked in and uptight.
When they've got their cigarettes, so they've got their arm across their chest, mm-hmm. and they're smoking the cigarette on the opposite side of their mouth, and it's closing off, you know?
Because you guys know that I was here for 10 years, and I'm from the South, and obviously performers and the way theater works and comedy works in the mm-hmm. South is totally different from out here. But
smoke cigarettes and wide open, like a hugging stance. Bring the hand close like this. You start in a hug and then you bring the hand close to smoke the cigarette.
Yeah. Like
arms and legs.
A warm up before a sketch show in mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee would
a doll that the boy just walked into the room and you have to pretend to be a normal doll again.
To blend in with the other toys that aren't as animated as you.
I wasn't moving around. I've been a doll just like everyone else in here.
And then I came to LA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In 1998, 1999.
See, here
I'm 62 now.
Yeah.
And yeah.
See, it's 38 and 99. Okay. I came to LA and I had to learn a completely different approach. Uh-huh. And I feel like we need to give people context. So So I played Tevye mm-hmm. in Fiddler for 15 years at Tennessee Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to LA to get into the alt comedy stand-up scene. And through just friends of friends of friends, I ended up playing Tevye at Pantages for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Every time
25 years of Tevye, mm-hmm. you know, and it's different in LA.
It's different in LA.
People go, it's the same show. No, not really.
Not really. We're doing it.
It better not be, actually, because the audience will feel that.
They would notice. I feel like if everyone's in the industry, people would notice in LA if I were doing Tevye in a southeastern style. So I really had to adjust that. And everybody wants me to do the voice all the time. They're always like, please do Tevye.
Do Tevye, I was hoping when you said you saved the big voices for the end of the show that we might get a little Tevye.
Might be a little Tevye at the end. And I'm, you know, the strike ended so many projects. And of course, there's the big show with porn that I do. Mm-hmm, and... Mm-hmm. The creator and the big thing I was gearing up to, because you know everybody goes and does their stuff in the summer. The big thing that I was gearing up for was in fact a film to Fiddler.
Back.
And it is in the water. It's dead in the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the version I feel like you're famous for is mm-hmm. this LA Tevye who is like a teen.
He's like a teen yeah. influencer, yes, right?
He's like a hot young guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and
even by the time you came out here, I think people were like, okay, he's been doing this convincingly for a long time, but at what point is this like...
Well, when I had
not
to get
a hot teenage guy.
It's strange. It's strange, right? Because the conception was that he's selling tummy tea. He's tatted up. He's hanging out with other young teens, and it was.
And of course, worried about the Russians making everyone relocate.
Oh God!
We don't lose the second act, but
for me, it really hits harder to like have a sense of this person's life and their milieu before. Before we get that existential dread that comes in.
The big vape battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was getting back into that zone. And of course, the thing that ended my run was getting the big show. But a lot of people don't know this. I had to get both knees replaced. Mm. So when I was sort of triggered when your arm popped out of, because I'm going through the exact same thing with
my
knees.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
It's the final.
I had asked him not to do that.
So
grew up.
I had asked him not to do that.
So you guys, I mean, there's this famous sequence in the LA staging of Fiddler during If I Were a Rich Man, where I do the 900.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Tony Hawk was the first person to do it. A lot of people have done it since.
Yeah.
I had to do that every night as Tevye in the LA staging of Fiddler.
Wow, yeah.
And even when we took it up to SF, even when we took it up to Seattle, even when we went up to Vancouver, you know.
Yeah. How many times or what percentage of the time would you say like you pulled it off? Like full. And like I know you have different versions, like you would get up and say I did it, that counts.
Yes.
For a bunch where I
attended a handful of performances where if you had not said that, I would have thought that you didn't do it. Like,
or at
from
least
what
that,
I
yeah,
was
that,
seeing,
that
the goal is for
I
it to be.
And I think I at one point turned to Hayes and said, he did not do it.
All right. Like, at least that,
there
I would say that shouldn't count. That should not count.
Yes.
There are off nights. And of course, after the full, you know, double knee replacement, it ended up being 540 some nights, 720.
Well, what I saw was you didn't even leave the ground. So I don't know how much of the number
you were spinning,
but it was slow.
Sure.
It was like,
but I don't think it was even a 900. I don't think you got all the way there.
No,
it did not leave the ground.
Okay, look. Okay,
I don't think either foot came off the ground.
Yeah,
I don't see how
I spotted it somewhere around 220, and it's just like you know, like a 3/4 turn, but slow and not. And not in the air.
And the band is like clearly has a new way of handling this. Like they've talked about like repeating that one section long enough for you to like.
Well, it's a three-piece band. It's a tight group of guys.
Right.
And it's in, you know, to match with the youth. It's in like a pop punk, like a post-hardcore style.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they're watching me and I'm watching them the entire time that during the skateboarding dream sequence. And it was just, it was post-pandemic. I mean, we had to stop for like 6-7 days, like in 2020.
Sure. Yeah,
and
right.
to not be doing
I
it every night.
Going dark. And I said, where do
dark.
I live? Like, what is this city? Like, we're just like totally ruled by fear, consumed by fear. And it's taken everything, even our art.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a sharp uptick in violent crime after that.
I would say that not mounting our pop punk Fiddler directly contributed to that, to the violent crime, to the sharpness of the violence.
I know some of the stuff I did with because I couldn't be inside the theater.
Something about seeing, it's not like I was necessarily gonna go out and do violence, but I was, my appetite for blood was satisfied for sure. Like if I had been, I would no longer be. And I was even less interested after seeing my, like some of the stuff that you did up there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're saying that my performance prevented crime in LA for a number of weeks.
Except for six or seven days when it
had become sort of almost a necessary medicinal.
And I got to say right now, just for everybody listening, that it's not just about my performance. I'm up there with Catherine McPhee. I'm up there with, I'm up there with Katie Hudson. I mean, this
I call
was
her
like
Katie McPhee and Catherine Hudson. But.
Mm.
And just know people from different worlds. Yeah. When you're, you know, there's
everybody persona versus... Everybody goes off to their little spots, you know. Everybody goes back to the Palisades and, you know, Laurel and you know, we...
Three cabs after the show for the three of you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, three cabs. Well, I have three cabs in the lobby and then I get in the...
Three cabs
then
just for you.
Get in an Uber, cab salve, but...
Yeah. Three Cabernets.
But it's been a long journey and I can't tell you, it's like... I'm living my dream. I get to be on the show.
Sure.
I'm on the biggest broadcast sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. The basis for Curtis Sittenfeld's Night Owls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I found some comparisons for certain.
I wouldn't compare the two.
You think they're, I guess they're different.
I don't think you
should. I guess they're different. They are different.
They're really different to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay because you don't know what it's like.
I have no fucking idea, man. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm over here.
And you can't
here.
Know unless you were a part of it. And that's what makes being a part of this sort of brotherhood or family of the show.
Family.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Just let me know when I need to help you out.
Family
with
plan.
This week on the Patreon, the boys workshop some exciting new merch on the pro version. Sean talks to Goldie Sharp and Alex Sulkin about the movie My Favorite Year on Subtitles On. And the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live and live streaming show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, August 29th with special guest Claudia O'Doherty. The ticket link is in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with James at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So did we set the, we did establish that. You usher me over to the table.
Yes, I
need the shoulder to be off the edge of the table. You know what I mean? The shoulder's hanging off the edge.
All right.
And then take your shoe off and put your foot.
I'm not going to do that.
You have to, James. You have to do it. Put your foot on the shoulder. Don't push it down, but just kind of like rest it on the shoulder until I, and even if I like.
He needs pressure, but not weight.
Yeah.
If that
exactly.
makes sense.
Yes. Pressure, you need to hold it there. And if you put weight on it, that's going to be really bad.
That's
you can't,
bad.
You can't actually
but
put weight on it.
But if there's no pressure on it, that's even worse.
You have to be able to hold it there.
This might sound crazy, and I hope I don't sound finicky.
I hope it does sound crazy, because honestly, this show needs a shot in the arm. Something that sounds crazy could be exactly what this episode needs to take us to that next level. I said, James is coming today. I hope he says something that sounds crazy, man. So fucking go off.
Yeah. And this might sound crazy, but you could also answer the question that I asked you like almost 20 minutes ago.
Can I help with the arm?
No. Do you get
horny? Do I get horny?
When you're doing the show, like am I crazy? Like, did he answer the question?
Let's bury that real quick.
He was talking about how it was his dream to work on the show. Like, okay. What is that? Am I supposed to take from that?
I think about living my dream. There's some amount of horniness involved in that. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Here's all I'm going to say about it. I'm a happily married man. And my wife and I...
So you do get...
Well, we interact. We interact before I even set foot in the building.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And happily married man.
Yep.
And work at work.
You say before you even set foot in the building,
can't
as if
step
for others,
into 30 Rockefeller.
Like there is, like they have
some stuff's happening inside the building.
Yeah,
for him, it's right outside the building, and again, not get graphic, but we become drained, and then we obviously approach the stage.
Yeah,
and we do like,
yeah.
Oh, what's some of the stuff that we might do?
On stage?
Yeah.
Southwest style, like Steel Magnolias, but instead of Deep South, it's Southwestern style. Like a Nevada.
Yeah, like a green salsa.
Arizona.
Like a New Mexico.
A little diced tomato and some red onion and lime juice.
Yeah.
I think
it's
that
like
would be
fried
that.
Pico de gallo.
That's an example of me pitching on pitching
their hair
on Monday.
Is not up; it's like down and like waist
graying.
Length and gray, yeah. Black. Yeah,
it's different jewelry.
That's like an example of what I might pitch on the Monday meeting of the show. Is let's do Steel Magnolias, let's do it Southwestern style, sort of. Christmas, Christmas sauces.
Yeah.
And,
oh God.
Shredded Jack and cheddar.
Chila
Jack and cheddar.
It's not. It's a little less depressing, isn't it? Is. You know.
Yeah, I think it's well. That's our job, right? Is levity. Our job is to take these things that are so heavy.
No, that's right. You take the stuff. News, yeah, it's melodrama, and you go like, "How about some? How about a little bit?
Can we lift people out of the depths for just a second?
Oh my God. Well, yeah.
Shine some sunlight on these people's lives.
Yeah, you know? These fucking losers. Like everybody's like, you know, they like, what are they gonna do if we don't do something for them?
Yeah, I don't get horny. I don't get horny because I take care of that.
Thank you.
I take care of that.
Thank you. That's really nice.
I feel like
I enjoyed it more having to wait so long to find out.
That's some of the secret of really delivering a great performance, right? And that's part of why you save those big impressions. The Usher. The Tevye for like the very end
for
the
very
recording,
end of the show.
And that's fucking cool.
So and then in regard to your arm,
yeah,
this has nothing to do with me trying to get out of the arm. This is fully what I need as a performer for
is the
sake
the
of the show.
Is this thing that was going to sound crazy?
Yeah, it's the couch.
Yeah,
that chair I think would be a better vantage point for me.
To get over
to
here.
To do the voices for the show, maybe that would elect you be the one to do the arm. And this is not because I don't want to do the arm. This is fully because I need what I need as a performer to do Usher, to do
Kevin Tevye. Should probably come in and ask if we need to be switched. Like, he was supposed to check
would
with you.
Would that be
if
the craziest thing in the world?
Well, I mean, this has happened to me.
I mean, it might actually be awesome that it's so crazy.
I think it would be fucking cool.
Yeah. Kevin, do you want to come in and ask us if we can switch seats?
Wait, but I just want, before we do
I just want to say. Sit down, Kevin.
I have seen, Sean does a lot of this like performative, like party trick thing where he is like the captain from Captain Morgan, from the commercials.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And he'll do a thing where he'll like put his leg up like that. It's very similar to the position that I need you to be able to sustain to like put my arm back into place. But Sean does that, he's unable to, even if he has
if
he has something to put his foot on, he is going to be like pitching forward.
My balance is all over the place. I mean, I'm like waving my arms around. I would be probably putting weight down. And
yeah, he has to be like swinging both arms really hard.
I'm ass over
that,
tea kettle almost instantly.
Just to be the captain for a second.
I know. I get that. And I am going to insist. I am going to insist that that maybe we switch seats. And what do you call it when you, what is the process called when you put that thing back in its little hole?
Well, it's subluxing when it comes out.
Subluxation.
Subluxing.
Subluxation, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you're just going to have an off-kilter subluxing if I'm going to deliver the voice shit for
you need. You need domluxing, am I wrong?
Domluxing, yeah. Yeah,
you need a Domluxtrix to come in here.
Yeah,
and fucking smack that thing back in position.
So it's that or the voices, because like we do need we definitely need the voices. It's not
we
my
cannot
thing,
do
but, like,
an episode
I think we're gonna
with
have
you
to
without
do the voice
hearing
shit,
any
but,
voices.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll have to do the voice shit.
It's not my thing.
That's not a question. That's not a difficult thing for me.
It was agreed to in advance, and I understand that. We did not say anything about you having to do any kind of medical intervention in advance. So I understand that wasn't part of the deal.
It was not a part of
Is it something that I think is worthy of just undoing all the other agreements that were made about doing some of the funny voices?
I don't want to
Not how I would play it.
I don't want to throw out the deal. I don't want to
I don't even know why it's coming up. Just because of
nobody's throwing out any deals.
Can I talk about this?
Yes.
So that your listeners know.
Please.
So we just got done, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm having a good time.
And
I like you guys,
and
I've known
you
guys for a while.
And actually, I think the episode could get even better. You're going to do voices, and there's a pretty crazy idea of us switching seats.
Which I'm still down to do that, too.
Yeah.
Not just down to do it. You, like...
I spearheaded the idea.
You're insisting on
it. I'm insisting upon it.
Yeah.
But we did go back and forth for about 6-7 weeks. In
of
contracts
course, yeah.
before I appeared on the
totally
show.
Totally normal, little stuff.
I bat an idea out to you guys. Here's what I'm going to need to do the show. And then you bat back a counteroffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bat an offer back based on that counteroffer. We finally agreed on some terms under which I would appear on the show.
And some strategic radio silence in between on your behalf, where it just disappeared. It seemed like you had walked away from...
Yeah, well, I had a...
comedy entirely, as far as we knew.
Yeah, there was a time period where it was just a period of... Well, not a religious person anymore, but what we would call it as ex-evangelical silence with my family. Mm-hmm. Period of religious, non-spiritual retreat with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And emails?
Yeah.
Emails. Send a email.
Just Judeo-Christian, atheist, airplane mode, I guess.
Okay.
It's a funny way to think about it. But
if you were like, hey, can I just send a email?
No, there'd be no emails. Not
well,
at the,
ask your put your phone in airplane mode and ask it if you could send an email because
yeah, good luck getting Siri to say something to you. In first
Siri's
class.
Gonna go, excuse me,
yeah, sir. Did you?
I don't do the voice. You do the voice. I mean, it's a female voice, I guess. There's different. You can set it different.
So anyway, we finally agreed on some terms that I could come on the show, and fiddling with your fucked up arm is not a part of that.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sorry to put it that way.
Well, it's not. It was fucked up a second. It's not fucked up anymore. That's like it's better now.
But
if you if I needed you to be the cartilage for my broken knees,
yeah.
If you needed me to fall face forward, knees first, you would have to be my cartilage. I don't have any fucking cartilage there anymore because of doing the 900 every fucking night. The middle of if I were a rich man. For like 25 years.
Every
so
night.
That's so that's what
so
that
why should
song
I jiggle your arm
that you were doing
as so if that's, I were a rich man.
Okay, because I remember me and lots of other people there being like, what song
is this song from the show? Yeah, we were going,
is this some new song? So that was just supposed to be If I Were a Rich Man, like the
but it was like a
there's
pop
a
punk.
There is a pop punk skate dream sequence in the new If I Were a Rich Man.
Okay.
In the yeah,
it might have just been that you were you were trying to sing the normal song. I wonder if you were just so out of breath. I mean, it just sounded like maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. I don't know if you're going back to it, but maybe you shouldn't have done the trick like at the very beginning of the song.
And what would that achieve theatrically?
Well, you wouldn't be so out of breath for the rest of the song. You couldn't get your wind after you tried. You know, you did the 900, and I'm using scare quotes. And
it was a 900, and I remember the night that you came because you were on my list.
I was there more than once. Thank you for putting me on the list. I loved getting the star treatment,
and I loved not getting a thank you card from you.
Well, having after, to go
trash
to say,
sending someone trash here, throw this away.
To say that you'll
the put- mail system is overtaxed as it is, so it's like. This whole concept of thank you cards, like, that dies with me. We're done.
Okay.
But you're alive.
Yeah, no. I guess we will be done. His arm hurts, your knee hurts. Yeah. I will be dead in... Let me check, because I'm getting these updates all the time. It's July... No, it's July 26th, so it's like... I mean, it's soon.
And I just want to say, having people, it's nice to put people on the list, but having them pay a certain number of times, like go to the show and pay six, seven times, and then
they get on the list.
And then they'll get on the list. I mean, like sort of a punch card approach.
You know better than anybody that, sorry, which one's Sean and which one's Hayes?
You know, it's really not. Crucial for whatever you're saying.
Well,
like for your
whatever
purposes,
you're about to say. Yeah.
Well, Sean, you know better than anybody.
Yeah.
That the list is not just about going to.
It'd be good if people thought Sean got hurt.
The show. List is not just about going to the show. It's the party after. It's the diner after the party.
Can we talk about
a couple glasses of wine at my place?
Yeah. A couple
Calabasas.
Cabs. Yeah.
A couple cabs to a couple cabs.
Yeah.
Just because you mentioned the after parties,
we're
just hearing, because we've had a bunch of people, I don't want to say any of the people's names from the big show.
No, we don't want to connect them to
the show.
They've
had on here.
But yeah.
But we'll always be like, how are the after parties? And
yeah.
we're just hearing that your shit is not hitting.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly how it's been
at my table after the show?
At the after parties, yes. That
my table is busted and it's boring.
And it's ugly central. And that effectively you have become radioactive at the after parties. And that often what you think is the after party, people who draw the short straw have to go and give the appearance of just like a light attendance at the after party so the real after party can take place separately.
You know, I'd heard about that. I'd heard assistants mention that every once in a while.
Well, that is actually a decoy as well.
Mm-hmm. And what that they're one telling
that,
you,
that, yeah. that they're telling you about is actually not the real one either.
So even if I were to take this information that you're giving me, this humiliating information that I have been going to some Truman Show-esque fake party. Mm-hmm.
Except no one is like watching. Like,
yeah.
The Truman Show was a hit.
The Truman Show was a fucking hit.
Like the
people
biggest show in the world.
Massive,
people really cared
dude.
About
Guy's
it.
A star. Yeah. This is completely unobserved except by the assistants who are like, you know, miserable.
Protecting me and miserable.
And so it was anticipated that you would figure out that original party was like obviously not real.
You're saying I'm a rat in a maze. I get to the end and I there's no cheese. And then they make a promise.
Well, you get to
maze.
The end and it's at long last the cheese. But then what you're eating is like
cheese.
Some sort of
cashew,
probably
cheese
some kind of yes. I mean,
yeah,
I was going
yeah.
to say yes.
Yeah, cashew some inferior of the, sort of vegan thing.
Yes, some vegan cheese.
Right. Except even that is like something they sell at the grocery store. It's like it's, popular yeah, enough that anyone wants it.
It's
at like, all.
Well, you know, here's
probably papier mâché.
At this point, I would never work with papier mâché or plaster of Paris, and you know that.
I'm just saying what likely the cheese would be made of in this metaphor of the mouse. It would likely be papier mâché cheese.
So even if, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like the talks in the contractual talks to even come on this podcast appearance, that things had deteriorated so much between your party and mine.
It was damaging, I'd say, to everyone's relationship with their representatives, with the respective companies. And
there's an erosion of trust there. And so now I can't even take this thing that you're saying about the party. I don't even know if you're telling me the truth. I don't know if this is coming
as
my friends.
That would be nice for you
if
we weren't, you know? That would be very comforting, I'm sure.
You'd just rather not know? If it's
rather
me,
be lied
I
to
know.
By us than the entire infrastructure of the place you call home, right?
Do you ever see The Farewell?
Tell me again parts of it. Tell me some parts. What's the main part?
Just to figure
the
out
the big part is that they don't want to tell the old lady the secret.
Oh,
and her life is better because she doesn't know about the secret.
Yes,
but that's not
a
part.
Yes.
That's what it's about. Like,
okay,
what are
so
some of the different parts?
Okay, the different parts are the lady, she's in like a wide shot and she's the younger one.
Okay.
And
yes.
I think there's a wedding.
Oh. Yes, Shades of Benjamin Button. No?
And it's Awkwafina as Nora from Queens.
Awkwafina as Nora from Queens is Farewell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she wants to say bye. But nobody can tell the secret.
No one can say the secret. Yes.
And
that's sort of,
yes.
I think.
Again, but that was a movie that people enjoyed and like people.
You're saying people don't like my shit?
It was an award-winning movie. I'm just
saying the
comparison.
The party persona could use a revamp.
And I
Your
wonder
shit
if
on
it's
the
leaving.
Show, dude, is like getting, you know, a lot of us,
yeah,
I think, horny, which is what leads.
No,
you know,
it's
and
getting
I think that's
a lot.
Why this
no,
question comes up so much is like people watching being like, okay.
Oh, it must be fun
am
off
I the
show.
Am I the only one who's horny
yeah.
in here, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
is
yeah.
this a one-way street? And it sounds like, yes, it is.
Which, great. Like, that's magical, too. Like, to be able to create that in others when you yourself are totally
one of the least
empty.
Horny people
in
the world at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not very horny, considering what I do as a pre-show ritual at home.
Yeah.
But or directly outside of 30 Rock.
Right.
As a case may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't partying at my table.
Under the big Christmas tree.
Is it holding some of it back during the show? Is it not, like, is it just, like, saving?
Maybe do a little worse on the top of the number. At the beginning of the song, you're out of breath. Maybe it's saving a little bit. Maybe do a little worse on the show.
Being more busted.
Well, a little better at the show.
So I'm not supposed to talk about the show, but I'll say this. So, you know, you have like Belushi and all them.
Mm-hmm.
They all learned.
Which Belushi?
Jim. They all learned really quick.
Jim, yeah.
That they learned really quick in that era that, okay, I'm gonna gas it just a little bit at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to yank it back while we're doing the tech rehearsal. Mm-hmm. We're just blocking.
Yeah.
Saturday tech rehearsal, I'm going to give it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Bring it up to 31.
Yeah.
Dress rehearsal, I'm going to wind it almost back to zero.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
To the point where let's tank this thing.
Yeah.
And does the material work?
And the material.
And does the material
at that
shine
point,
through?
It's about the material.
It's a writer-driven show.
It's a writer-driven show.
So does the material work without me doing my stuff?
Yeah,
and they would honestly, without the cast, they would figure it out.
They would figure it out.
They would. Someone would get up there, okay. And they've honestly, it might even be better.
I could do the whole thing. Better than all of them.
You know, people are always talking about, you know, what does a castless show look like, and I would love to be.
Looks like this.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, we're looking at ChatGPT, stuff like that.
No, I'm. You hang out with me, man. That's the show. I know we don't talk about the show,
I can't talk about the show today.
That's funniness level 100,000.
The show. No, I mean, that's not a joke. The show to me, there's never a show as good as the one in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why when we're done giving zero at
this
address.
One could even be as good as that, though.
The one I'm doing, man, it's like, forget in your head. The stuff that's coming out of my head, level 100,000. I mean, it's really good stuff, James. And like, no one will even hold still long enough for me to do it.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Songs, too. Really good
music videos. And
yeah.
Like raps.
Music videos, raps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long raps.
With like
fast
political
not
figures.
Too fast. And long raps about like, yeah, yes, political figures, all of that.
He could.
All your favorite stuff, you know?
Okay, here's just like because I feel like you're shitting me, and I want to hear you give me a lineup of an episode of the show in your head, starting with, okay, what's the cold open?
Cold open is I can't get into a hot club. I'm with all my sexy young
friends.
Wait,
we're doing a regular sketch as the cold open? Not like a political flavored...
Well, hang on.
Okay,
I can't get into the club.
Yeah, there's a turn. Okay,
because I'm not on the list. But I get a peek at the list. And guess who is on there? Guess.
Bernie Sanders or...
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, you
ding.
Guessed it.
Bernie Sanders is on the list.
Okay.
So I turn around, come back in. I think you're going to see my name on the list this time. They go, what do you mean this time, Mr. Sanders? Are you someone who's been turned away before? You know what I mean? But I got the fucking mittens. I got the big puffy coat.
Yeah, you
know
got the
what
little
I mean?
Folding chair.
Yeah.
No, this could be a really great call.
Okay, yeah.
So then you look into the camera, you say the line.
Well, he's got to do it more time. It's not just the one guy. Like, well, that doesn't work. Like,
that sounds,
he looks and sees who else.
Yeah,
is on
I
the
can't
list.
Say like, this time, next time, but I get a look at the list.
Yeah.
Okay, so they
and
turn
give me a
Bernie
one
away.
Guess who's on it. Yeah.
It's your
he
turn.
Wants you
no,
to...
no, it's your turn.
Hunter Biden's laptop.
Ding, 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 ding. Hunter Biden's laptop is in there. So then I kind of fold myself in half. And I'm like, you know, and then I like get rolled up on like a hospital gurney, basically. I unfold myself straight up and I'm wearing a t-shirt with like, you know, dude hitting the pipe or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, just going like, you know, email found, or, you know, like any computer noise, you know, you got mail. And then there, and the club owner is like, okay, hang on. He's like, let me see if this guy's on the list. He is. But just as I'm getting now, through the door.
Okay. I'm having trouble with this.
It's like the big climax of the sketch. He said, but just as I'm getting through, this is when you want to okay. stop
just as I'm getting through the door,
down?
Hunter Biden's real laptop comes up right next to me.
See?
That's the sneaker upper, is it? Sort of a real laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the laptop is coming to the party. Yeah, okay. To the club.
And you're like, why is Hunter Biden's laptop on like a club list? But like, why was Bernie Sanders on there? Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand.
It is a sexy club. So, it's like, I am horny when I do the show.
Here's what I don't understand. Yeah. And I didn't know that last couple times you were at the show. I didn't even know that you were horny. So that's like news to me.
When I'm performing, yeah.
But like, so you come up, you do an amazing impression, and you're still denied entry, so you have to look at the list and come back around? Like, they didn't just let you in on Bernie?
I see the list again.
That's what my fucking problem is.
Right. Because the impression was so good, why didn't they let him in? Well, maybe Bernie Sanders was in there already, too.
Bernie messed up, though. I mean, Bernie set up.
And it's one of those.
What if I panic? I don't know if I can do it again as good as I did, but I think you'll see I'm on the list this time. Well, it was even better. And he goes, and he goes like, what do you mean this time? Are you somebody who's already been turned away? And I go, what do you mean? Like Sean? And then I go, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then I run, because I just like panic. I freak out. You know what I mean? I feel found out. Even if the impression I could have carried it off, it's just like, it's that most central human emotion, fear, which is what drives so much of what we do. And so to transmit that, like in a comedy piece like this, and to really say like, I'm scared, Bernie Sanders is scared, you know, and yet we move on, and yet we look at the list again, and yet we pretend to be Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, like, that's a message of hope.
Yeah, nevertheless, he persisted.
We laugh, sure, we have fun, okay, but we also say, you're okay. You're normal. Okay. It's all right to be scared. I'm scared too. And I turn and I say, you know, I won't say the line exactly, but, you know, live from, you know, fill in the city, like, I'm really scared. I'm very scared right now. Like, I'm so scared. And then, you know, you could even be scared from New York.
You know, how's your arm, by the way?
It's getting ready to do it again.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. People ask me all the time if I'm scared when I'm doing the show.
Oh, really?
And you bring up a great point.
Yeah.
And I say, no, I'm not scared doing the show. I love doing the show.
I guess after they find out if that you're not horny, they're sort of like, well, then what
Why?
Are
you?
Why
are you too scared to be horny? Yeah.
That's the secret, is that even while I'm saying, I'm not nervous, I love doing the show, I'm achieving my dream. Why is that water so cloudy?
I spit in it.
Okay.
I spit in it.
It's a trade. When you take a sip, you give and you take.
They put this notebook paper out on the table, and I'm like chewing up a bunch of the notebook pages, and then I'll spit into the, when it's like really, you know, small, I'll spit it into the water.
It's like you leave LA for a couple of years and you miss out on all the new health,
the new
trends and everything.
But it's not
leave
good
no
for
trace.
You. Yeah,
But I people ask me if I'm scared, and of course I'm terrified, and I have to lie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's contractual. And so we have the credits, monologue, monologue, standard monologue. What's the first sketch up?
Well, does it have to be a standard monologue? Like, could be one of the really funny ones.
People wing it.
The monologue will be a little different when I do it.
You mean like it's going to be like a edgy bit of stand up?
Maybe
like show a home movie of yours or something like that?
I might do an old standard. Oh. Like, I might do, like, a big musical number. I might do Make 'Em Laugh, and I'm doing backflips off the wall.
There also might, I just want to leave open the possibility
Make 'Em Laugh.
That they might have to pivot. It's a live show, and they yeah. might need the monologue to explain the cold open.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
might
yeah.
have to go back and just be like, hey, we're getting a lot of questions
about the cold
about
open.
About the cold open.
What happened? Why yes. was it like that? Yeah.
Here's some inside for everybody. So last time Schumer hosted, she actually was on YouTube comment duty, you know, because they're releasing yes. the sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to spend the first 15 minutes of her monologue just sort of answering YouTube comment questions about what had happened in the cold open. Oh, I'm not yeah. even lying about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because some of them are pretty urgent.
They're pretty urgent. I mean, they well, edit it down for...
Because again, speaking of people being scared and that yeah. being so mm-hmm. universal, like yeah. people get so scared.
And some
by
of the people need
not...
money.
Some people need money. Some people are billionaires that yes. are commenting saying, comment back to me for the first
right.
five people.
So at the very least, we can yeah. connect those
can connect
use
those
our...
people to the people who need money, to the billionaires yeah. who are giving money away on a YouTube mm-hmm. comment. That's the first duty, I think, of what we do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there are, you know, certain other questions that need to be addressed legally immediately. Where's the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how do I get a PPP loan?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Schumer was such a champ about answering those YouTube comments.
That's
for
that's,
the first 15 minutes of her monologue last
that's
time.
That's really fucking yeah. cool.
Yeah. I think that's so fucking cool.
That's so fucking cool. That
so maybe we
that.
Get
I
like
it's really fucking cool.
Why don't
Schumer
we?
Schumer is the fucking boss of all bosses for doing that.
She's a good friend.
Boss status. I'm happy that you're getting along.
We've been getting along. Yeah. She's good. She's a good friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that you don't always stay inside that circle.
I have a kid now. You know. It's
yeah.
Things are different.
Yeah.
And the way you treat the hosts on the first day, like that they need to go through some kind of arc, like with you, like when they show up on the first day, you're kind of like, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess yeah. you think you can just come in here and do what we do. Huh?
No, there needs yeah. to be that's sort of something that's really important, I think, to the magic of the show, is
right.
that there should be kind of a character arc throughout the week with the host.
Yes.
For instance, when Rami Malek hosted.
Yeah.
Opening, like my first impression of Rami Malek, he's throwing all of my clothes out of the top of an apartment building window and he's saying, You asshole.
Yeah.
I gave you everything. Get mm-hmm. your own apartment. And then I'm back at square one. And that's how I started that week.
Right.
But I think
And I had to find a way to be in a relationship with him again by the end
of the week. He's Mr. Robot.
He's more than Mr. Robot, man.
Yeah.
I mean, people really, I feel like he gets boxed into that hole a lot,
mm-hmm.
but you got to see him in his different like little modes that he gets in.
He's going nuts.
But the way, like crazy. You set it up on like day one or whatever, Tuesday, and then I think you're building towards.
First day is Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday.
Jesus, God forbid you get to actually Thursday. Do a week of work once in your life. You are sort of building towards the after party.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. I think the intention is for you to be like, hey, man, I just want to apologize for how I was acting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, man. You showed me. Like. Yeah.
And then like.
It was to get this out of you.
Yes.
All yeah. the shit I did, it was to get you ready. Because like you don't know until you're in it. Like,
right.
But I gave you all the tools, and that's why this episode was so
good.
Special.
Yes.
So special.
And the but they're not there. Nobody wants to hang out with you.
Yeah,
no one,
yeah,
like everyone at this point has been told about a different party.
Sucks. Your party sucks.
Yeah, and my party is obviously
it's fake and it's
it
fake.
Sucks so hard.
Yeah, I was wondering why I sort of, you know, am served a fizzy drink and fall asleep and wake up at my apartment at the end of the night.
They just didn't want to bother like staging it anymore. Like
yeah.
so now it is just poisoning you. I mean
yeah.
it's
yeah.
it's not even like a harmless.
No, that answers a lot of questions for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would and you know I'd say that's justified, you know, as the
They want to kill you.
We do need to get into the voices a little bit just because we are
yeah, last
sort of
time we
coming
barely
up
got
on like the
voices.
End of
yeah,
time. And so
yeah.
like
All
I
right.
do want to hear from All Usher. Right. I would okay. like Usher to be doing like something maybe you wouldn't expect Usher to do. Like, that's sort of what I always love about
some familiar of elements, of course, but also something in there.
That's to seize onto and recognize, but then also like, wait, he's what? Like, he's where? Like, I don't know if he's
okay. Well,
at the zoo, or
I guess it's
I'd
that
love
time,
to see
right?
Usher at the zoo. Yeah.
Yeah. And not like he has a song about how he likes to have sex in the bathroom. So like that's not an example of something.
So I'm not going to do
that. He has an entire song about like how having sex in the bathroom is something that he likes to.
In real life, Usher has a song about this.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a public bathroom at like it's in a club, but
it's like, the club bathroom.
Yeah. It's the bathroom.
It's the bathroom part of the club.
And he's like talking about like, I love the Dyson Airblade. I love how I backed you up onto the Dyson Airblade 5.
I don't think they had that at the time that the song came out.
Oh, this is like 03, 04.
I don't think they had invented the Dyson Airblade.
Oh, so it was like
new.
Con Air. He's talking about the Con Air.
The Con Air. The sort of more inefficient model that was has like a little picture of a tree on it, but it takes like 30 minutes to dry your hands.
Yeah. He's talking about that. But that's not an example of something that would like surprise me if you'd be like,
no,
here,
because
here we are.
He did that. Yeah, it would be something that he hasn't said.
I think I can only do, see, here's the thing is like, you find a hook, you get into the voice. I could really only
sing. You could just get into the voice, I think.
I'm explaining to my fucking process.
I know what you're doing.
Does Rodan do that?
That it's a problem.
Sorry, not to be pretentious. Was Rodan explaining his process? Or was he just going, here's the sculpture?
I mean.
Like, check it out.
From one Rodin to another, he would never do that. He would never introduce it. He would just let it be what it is.
Well, then.
This feeling, yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe
the papier-mâché version.
Yeah.
So to not introduce it.
Time to change seats now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Here.
All right. So. You want to switch
just
the drinks
me and
before?
Wait,
it's just them two switching and
just
I stay
them.
Here?
You have to stay.
Okay, good, because I shouldn't be getting up anyway. I shouldn't be getting up for a while.
Should we switch the drinks and then switch seats?
You want to switch the drinks first?
Yeah, I think we should.
And my drink is staying. Mine is empty anyway.
Yours has to stay.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's bringing his bag?
He has to bring his bag with him.
Did I have headphones on?
Not during the recording.
Okay. All right.
He did for a second before though.
Before.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so here's Usher using a Dyson Airblade.
At the zoo.
All right, here we go. Oh yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.